理课堂听 class.com。
5. Murder in Graveyard. At 9 that night, Tom and Sid were sent to bed as usual. They prayed, and Sid was soon asleep. Tom was waiting. Then there came the call of a cat. Tom heard this, and a minute later he went through his window. He meowed as he went. Then he jumped. Huck Finn was there with his dead cat. In half an hour, the boys were in the graveyard. The graveyard was on a hill, a mile and a half from the village. They found the new grave and sat down under the branches of 3 big trees near it. They waited a long time. Listen! The sound of voices came from the far end of the graveyard. Look! See there, Tom said. What is it? Devil fire. Oh, Tom, this is very bad. Some dark shapes came near, carrying a light. Huck said, shaking more, "It is the devils. 3 of them, Tom. We are in great trouble. Can you pray?"
"I will try." Tom began to pray.
"Tom, they are human. That is old Potter's voice. He is drunk, as usual. He won't see us. Huck, I know another voice. It is Joe." Then the boys were quiet, because the 3 men had arrived at the new grave.
"Here it is," said the 3rd voice.
In the light, the boys saw the face of young Dr. Robinson.
"Hurry, men," he said. "The moon may appear from behind the clouds."
The other 2 men began opening the grave. Then they came to the box, which contained the body. They opened it and lifted the body out of the box. The moon appeared, and the dead man's face could be seen. Potter held up a knife. "Now, doctor, the thing is ready, and here it stays unless you pay us $5 more."
"You have your money," the doctor said.
"You and your father once sent me to jail," Joe said, 5 years ago.
"Do you think I would forget?"
"Now you pay." The doctor hit him suddenly, and Joe fell.
Potter dropped his knife.
"You hit my friend," he said. He jumped at the doctor, and the 2 began fighting. Now Joe was on his feet again. He picked up Potter's knife. The whole length of his knife went into the doctor's body. The doctor fell. Clouds covered the moon, and the 2 boys ran into the darkness. Soon Potter began to move. "What happened, Joe?" he said. "He hit you, and then you did it."
"But you have always been good to me, Potter. I won't tell."